Former Finance Minister Tom Osborne, of course, has moved to education. And yesterday, the new education minister came bearing gifts with a little bit of extra help for schools to help manage the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've got 70 substitute teachers that will be hired under contract, so they'll be full-time assigned to schools. So this provides a great level of security for them. And surety that they know they're going to work, they know what school they're assigned to. As well, we're increasing the custodians' hours for custodial work from 5 hours a day to 7 hours a day, and hiring additional custodians to keep our schools clean for the health and safety of students, of our educators, and the staff within the schools.
That was newly minted Education Minister Tom Osborne. The province's Teachers Association has been expressing concerns about the province's schools reopening plan. Dean Ingram is the president of the NLTA, and he's on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, Mr. Ingram, 70 substitute teachers plus extra cleaning staff, as we just heard Minister Osborne talk about. What do you make of all this? Do these measures go far enough for you?
Well, I think it's certainly the meeting yesterday with Minister Osborne, the conversation that had Minister Osborne since he assumed the portfolio, have been positive. It certainly communicates a desire to have true collaboration, true consultation, which is important. I'm looking forward to further discussions on that as we build towards what our province needs in the school system to respond to COVID. Yesterday's announcement really built upon and confirmed a discussion that we've been having with NLESD for a while. The 70 teachers, something that we've been discussing with NLESD for a while, and we'd had some productive discussion at that level. I just want to clarify is that the 70 substitute teachers, what that does, it provides a level of consistency. It certainly assures that school, it's one less thing of school administrator will have to do in the morning. It means that if a teacher is out for reasons, there's one teacher on staff that can fill that in. Doesn't necessarily expand the staffing complement in that school for the day, but it provides one level of, for lack of a better word, complications that an administrator will have to deal with in the morning. That's a positive step. Certainly a positive first step, but there are certainly other steps that need taken as well.
Okay, let's get to those in a minute. And by that, you mean like the substitute teachers are assigned to certain schools? Is that how that'll work?
The discussion we've had and the understanding is that what will happen is, and these will need to be posted and moved on in preparation for the start of the 2020-21 school year. There will be 70 substitute teachers that will be placed in term contracts indirectly in schools based on the historical usage of substitutes within those schools. That would mean, for argument's sake, grabbing a school, McDonald Drive Junior High. Again, this may or may not be the case. I haven't seen the data for any of the schools that where these individuals will be placed. There will be a substitute teacher placed in McDonald Drive Junior High, so the administration of that school will not have to, if they have one teacher, they already have someone on staff that will fill that the duties of that teacher for the day.
Okay.
If they have a second teacher out, the school would be able to call another substitute that may not be in one of those positions. But what it does do is it removes one thing off the administrator's plate for those substitutes that are placed in those positions. It provides them some continuity and security for the duration of the term contract.
Okay. You know, there were so many things on the list. We started picking away at them, I guess, at the beginning of the week, mm-hmm. And I want you to give us a sense of what happened at that meeting. And last we spoke, Mr. Ingram, we were talking about your concerns around face masks not mm-hmm. being in the classroom. Is there anything new on that front?
Nothing new on that front. We certainly hold that. And again, looking at other jurisdictions across the country, mandatory use of face masks is required. And we would certainly think that that's something that makes sense on a mail. I mean, people, space, time, and place. If you can't maintain physical distancing, these are things implemented. Now, granted, there will be exceptions that will need to be looked at, but we certainly think there needs to be discussion of what those exceptions look like and how you move to encourage uptake on mask usage.
Another issue, buses. We're 2.5 weeks away from the start of school. Any movement on that front? Because, of course, we know that, you know, upwards of 6,000 students are going to have to find another way to school now.
I haven't heard anything concrete, but certainly it's an important issue. And as things before, we do have a meeting scheduled for Monday. And the tone that's been set with Minister Osborne and Premier Furry is one that they're open to consultation. And again, just as my grandfather, not just hearing us, but also the heating piece as well. These are things we're looking forward, and yesterday there were some good first steps made. There were certainly tones made in overtures that I appreciated, and I expect everyone would agree with that. But again, you can't get the solution unless first you engage in the discussion. Yes, it was a good day of discussion, but we'll hopefully that these discussions will result and will determine the direction that we'll have for our schools within the next few sets of meetings.
Another issue that we've been hearing about in the news this week is parents concerned about, you know, having to drop their kindergarten, brand new kindergarten students off for the first day and just kind of, you know, throw them in there without being able to take them by the hand and walk them in. It was an issue that the Minister Osborne called a heartstring issue. Are you anticipating or what kind of conversation has happened around that? Any possible solutions?
Decisions surrounding what is or is not safe in terms of traffic in or out of any of our school buildings is a public health decision, and we have to respect that. Certainly, the onus would be on public health to explain why these measures are needed in our schools. I think we have to respect the notion that while COVID, our prevalence in this province is low, but we have to ensure we still take adequate measures. I guess the analogy I would use is that on a construction site, you don't wear hard hats, start wearing hard hats after someone gets bumped in the head. You put the hard hat on to make sure that no one does get bumped in the head. But again, these are public health decisions that we have to ensure we follow that advice. But again, the operationalizing of what's in education, that really falls to the educators who are experts, and we're looking forward to being part of those operationalizing discussions.
Mr. Ingram, you know, it's been a big week. So much has happened here with a new premier, a new education minister, a new administration. I mean, how are you feeling moving forward? Are you feeling optimistic that, you know, some of these school reopening plans could be up for negotiation?
Well, that certainly is the tone that was set. Certainly the Minister Osborne did call me within hours of his appointment, which I thought was a positive outreach. I certainly appreciate that. The discussions we've had with Premier Fury are positive. To date, I want to stress that there, certainly the right tone has been set. I think the establishment of an all-party committee is a prudent move. As I heard yesterday, is that this issue is one that's too important to be bound by political stripe. I think everyone has to work together to get the right thing for our students. We've simply been insisting and advocating for a safe return to school for students, for teachers, for anyone who enters a building. And we simply think that the measures that are in place for other public venues need to be entrenched in our school system as well. And as I referenced earlier, is that Dr. Hagee, Minister Hagee, Dr. Fitzgerald, last week certainly referenced the fact that they are healthcare experts, not education experts. They consider parameters, but the operationalizing has to follow the experts. I think including Mr. Din and Mr. Party is a wise move. Both of them have had significant experience as educators throughout their pre-political careers.
Mr. Ingram, thank you so much for your time. We have to leave it there for timing. That is Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.